Good morning. Oh, good morning. Hunter's not in here, so I can do that. He does. He can't get mad at me because he's not here. Anyway, it's 7:09 today. It's going to be a little bit chilly. Definitely getting into that fall feel. Sunshine, but cooler. High of 45. Tonight, got some clouds. Cold, low of 31. Thursday, partly sunny and a bit colder. Chance for some rain turning into snow in the afternoon. High of 42. That's my technical forecast for you there. Right now, it's 31.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Let's see. What should we start with? Yeah, I like this. This just makes Mila Kunis even hotter. Mila Kunis is pulling Jim Beam into politics. The actress and paid spokesperson for the bourbon maker revealed on Conan O'Brien show that she has been making monthly donations to Planned Parenthood in Vice President Mike Pence's name as a way to protest his stance against abortion rights. Kunis explained that I don't look at it as a prank. I look at it as just, I strongly disagree with them, and it's a little way of him showing it. Now, it's not so much the politics part that I love. It's that Mila actually bought into Jim Beam. She is working on developing her own distillery, which I think is awesome. A woman who drinks bourbon or whiskey or scotch, dark alcohol, is sexy, man. That is. And, of course, you have Mila Kunis, who is already gorgeous. Now she's got her own bourbon that she's working on. That's awesome, man. I would drink her bourbon any day of the week. Yeah, she got on. She just was curious about it and decided, you know what? I'm going to get in with Jim Beam, and then I'm gonna start making my own. So you keep it up, Mila. I want to drink your bourbon, and I mean that in every possible way. It really only means one way, but, you know, I'm an idiot, so either way. As smartphone makers continue to make bigger, better, and more expensive phones, some people are pushing back. There is a growing trend of people trading their smartphones for dumb phones. That's right. They've grown tired of how much they're relying on their phones for everything in their lives, and they want to detach a bit. Some of these dumb phones or light phones only make and take calls, giving you a break from technology. Others let you talk, text, set alarms, and use a calendar, but really that's it. So for everyone out there, like, what? What kind of phone? This is the phones that we had before. For most of us, you know, older people that were around for the initial phones, the Nokias, the first flip phones, that's all they did. I remember the first time getting a phone that had a camera on it and was blown away. It had like a 1.2 megapixel camera. You couldn't even see what you were taking pictures of. And then, of course, even before that, I remember getting my first text message. It was like, what the hell is this? I'm not going to text someone. Text message. That's stupid. I'll just call them. Now, if you call someone, they're like, what are you doing calling me? You psycho. I still prefer phone calls over text. But anyway, that's interesting to see. We've gone so far into smartphones that now we're progressing backwards, which is interesting. And lastly, Twitter is going to look a lot different from this point forward. They haven't gotten rid of some of the stuff, but the tweets will now be longer. A little over a month ago, Twitter gave some users the chance to use 280 characters in their tweets instead of the normal 140. And I guess they liked how the test went because yesterday they rolled out the longer limit to everyone. That's right. Everyone can now do 280 character tweets. It's going to be crazy now. I don't know. I'm surprised this went through because the whole point about Twitter is, you know, making these quick tweets. And us as a society, we have a very short attention span. So you think we'd like to keep it shorter? I can't wait to see what President Trump is going to do with this. Now that he can do 280 characters, whew, things are going to get crazy, folks. Things are going to get crazy. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?